got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It is Thursday again. Isn't that amazing? Thursday, June 18th, 2026. What a mess! You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, oh Lord, my biblical question, what did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? What did Jesus say, mean when he said, I and my Father are one? This is really an amazing question. Once you, as an individual, understand this question, all the other answers will be there for you. Really. But as long as you don't understand this one question and the response from Christ, you're never going to get any other answers. And you can bank on that. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. All right? Bond JLP Cash App. And I don't know if I mentioned, but if you got to run around and you just can't sit and watch the show, as it happened, but you would love to continue to hear it, be a part of it, you can, by listening on your phone, by calling the Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131, and to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, we have set aside Thursday to have a little bit more time with the Bible Thumpers. Because you know the Bible Thumpers, they're so intellectual. They have really learned the Bible. And all sense of communication has been lost. And so when they're communicating, all they're thinking of is another scripture. And so we decide, you know, we love the Bible Thumper, too. We love everybody. So we love the Bible Thumper. Let's set aside Thursdays for Bible Thumpers. And today is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a bastard.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, no. He is drunk as a bastard. Amazing. Listen up. And then I'll get to the news items here. I want you to know that you are nothing but thoughts. You are all thoughts. You are nothing but thoughts. Think about that. All you are thoughts. And in your life, you think that you're going to resolve your issues by thinking your way out of them, by thinking what you can do. And the reason you do that is because you want to take credit for your own life. You want to say, I worked out my own life. I resolved my own issue. I am in charge of my own life. You want credit. And you're nothing but thoughts. But what you haven't paid attention to, or maybe you have, and then you just went to another thought, is that you're never, ever, ever, but never going to think your way out of your situations. It's not going to happen. You're never going to think your way out of your problems. It's not going to happen. All you are a bunch of thoughts. Let me ask. I was thinking of this morning. How many of you had a stab already this morning? A stab. A stab where you already, you woke up and the first thing you had was a stab about how your day going to go. What happened yesterday? How will I resolve yesterday's issues? What would people think about me today? Will they smile? Will they like me? Will I do good or will I do bad? Or you had a thought about the past or the future. You had a stab already. And what did you do with that stab when it happened? What did you do with the stab when it happened? And you had the stab, raise your hand. How many of you had a stab already this morning? Raise your hands. Be honest. And what did you do when you had that stab? When it happened? A stab of worry, depression, suicidal. Already this morning. How many stabs have you had already? And what did you do when that stab happened? You went right back to your thoughts. Oh, I better go hide. Oh, I better call mama. Oh, I better apologize to my wife. To the lady, I better apologize to my husband. Oh, yesterday I made a fool out of myself. Will they remember that today? I lost or I won. You went right back into your thought. I got to go in hiding. You went right back into your thoughts, into thoughts. All you are a bundle of thoughts. That's all you are. And you've been trained to be that way from the moment you popped out of your mama's womb. They trained you to be into thoughts. And as a result of that, you love, certainly love your misery. You love your misery. and you refuse to give it up because you refuse to give up thoughts. You refuse. I've told you over and over again, it's just a thought. All thoughts are all lies all the time. But you don't believe that. And every time a thought comes, the first thing you say, oh, poor me, or good me, I'm happy today. You still think that happiness is an emotion. Because you're thinking that it is. You've been told that it is. And you've had all these false happiness. And what do? They come and they go. And now you're thinking, oh, how do I get it back? You love your nasty life, your miserable life, your fake life. All you are just thoughts, body of thoughts. And because you're unwilling to give them up, you will always have your misery. Your so-called good misery and your bad misery, both are misery. There's no peace in it, no happiness. It's a fake happiness. Isn't that amazing? You're just a bucket load of thoughts. And you think you're going to solve your own problems. You think you're going to think your way out of them. Oh, and you think tomorrow is going to be better. Or next week are going to be better. When the gas prices come down, I'll be better, you say. When the oil prices come down, when the food prices go down, I'm going to be better. I'll be able to travel. I'll be able to have the food I want, you say. But bunch of thoughts. That's all you are. And you will not give them up and discover that there is a life without thinking. And in that life without thinking, you see your way out of every situation. You see your way out because you're never going to think your way out. All you're going to do is create another situation. That's all you're going to do for yourself, create another problem. Oh, this is a bad relationship. I know what I'll do. Go find me a new one. I'll go to the church and find me a better relationship. Or I'll go to the bar. Or I'll go to the football game. You're just a bucket load of thoughts. That's all you are. And if you don't change, you're going to die that way, and it's not going to be pretty. You don't want to let the source that put you here on earth, somebody put you here. You didn't put yourself here. You don't want to let them take over and let them show you out of your situations in life. You don't want to let that happen. You don't want to let the source that put the greater power, the one that has all power, the one that's involved in all life, every aspect of life, he is life. And life put you here on the planet, and you do not want to let life take care of you. You reject it. You reject it. And you go into the darkness, into thoughts. And you truly believe. What's so crazy? You truly believe what you think is true. You think that what you think is true because you have nothing else. Even though it doesn't work, you still think what you think is true. And you go from one thought to another, and you just love it. You love the fear of it never working out. You love the fear of maybe tomorrow will be better. Anytime you think tomorrow is going to be better, it's not going to be better. Because better is right now. Better is right now. There is no tomorrow, dummy. If you ain't better now, you ain't gonna be no better tomorrow. It's not gonna be better tomorrow. And this you can rely on and never worry. You gotta stop thinking. Oh, but what will I be? Who will I be if I'm not into thinking? If I don't think about what others think about me, or I don't think about the fact that they looked at me in the wrong way, or I don't think about the fact they didn't smile this morning, or if I don't think about the fact that I don't have this or have that. Or if I don't think about the fact that he didn't do it my way. He didn't do it my way, she didn't do it my way, so it ain't right. Because that's what I think. I didn't get nothing out of the deal with Iran, so if I ain't got anything, if I didn't get anything, it ain't work, and it's supposed to be. I didn't want to go to war because I didn't get anything. Thinking. The president went to war. He said he was never going to war. He went to the war. Now he went to war anyway, and he went for Israel. I don't think that's right. Without any understanding. You love your miserable life. You love it. You love it. If you didn't love it, here's a perfect example, right? If you didn't love your misery, your fake happiness, because emotional happiness is not real. It's fake. It's phony. And then you try desperately to stay in that mode, and then it drops. Now you're like, oh, Lord, I got to get back up. Let me take another this or another that. Let me find a better relationship. Let me move to a different home. Let me get mad at somebody. Let me try to hurt others. You are nothing but thoughts. What a sad way to live. You were not created to be thoughts. You were created to live a non-thinking life. That's a real life. You were created to let the source that dropped you here, brought you here, to take care of you. To live through you without thinking, without feeling bad or feeling good or feeling worried or feeling afraid, without having to figure anything out. But you don't trust that. You trust thoughts. And you're always trying to figure it out. You hurt my feelings. And now I'm going to get back at you. Oh, I'm not going to play with you anymore. I'm not this. Oh, I'm going to get you. Who are you talking about? Whose feelings were hurt? Your thought feelings. Your thought self, which is an illusion. You are racist toward me. You judge me because of my color or female or this or that. Who are you talking about? Your thought, fake, non-existent life. Your emotional, fake, non-existent life. Oh, yeah, an emotional life is a non-existent life. When will you stop being thoughts, trusting thoughts, relying on thoughts, thinking that thoughts have the answer? When? If not now, when? Do what you want. But I know that most people love their misery. They love being sinners, as they call themselves. It's funny how you call yourself a sinner, and Christ never called you that. But you do, because somebody else told you that you're a sinner. And you love being a sinner. I'm a sinner. I'm only human. In a body, I'm a sinner, and you can't take that away from me. I'm going to be a sinner until I die. you say. I'm imperfect. I'm never going to be perfect, even though Christ said be perfect as your Father's heaven is perfect. You like no Christ, you're lying. I ain't going to be perfect. I'm just a body. I'm a sinner. I'm going to always say, I sinned this morning, you say. Thought life. Somebody looked at you and just made you feel horrible. Oh, you made me feel that way. Or someone looked at you this morning or last night and it made you feel good. You made me feel that way. You made me feel good. You just have a thought life and you're pitiful. A human being with a thought life is a pitiful person. It doesn't matter where you are. All right? Do what you want with that. But you're never going to be free until you stop trying to take credit for your own life and stop thinking. That's just the way it is. You were not created to be a thinker. But you think being a thinker makes you smart. Oh, I'm a thinker. I'm my own person. I'm a thinker. What a mess. Anyway, Jesse Waters laid out the deal with Iran and the USA. Trump signed it yesterday, the great white hope. He even said, I saw a soundbite when Trump said, he's the boss. I'm the boss, he said to the reporter. Isn't that amazing? So it's not a long deal. 2 pages, I believe. I may be wrong about the number of pages. But the deal has been signed. And gas prices are going down. They're going down, baby. You're going down. Food prices are going down. You can eat as many eggs as you want now. Stock market is going through the roof. Oh, but he didn't do what I wanted him to do. He didn't do it the way I wanted him to do. We didn't get nothing, you say, out of the deal. JoJo said you didn't get anything. And JoJo said, and if JoJo said, and JoJo is Jewish, JoJo must be right. A thought thinking mind. All you're doing is walking around this earth, living in the darkness of thinking. All along I've been thinking on my own. I really didn't mean it. This time. Amazing. When will you stop thinking? Or are you going to die in your misery of thinking? So, this is from S. Jesse Waters claimed Trump signed a transformative Iran deal in France that ends the nuclear programs. Watch this from Fox News.
And Fox News alert, President Trump just signed the Iran deal over dinner. And primetime just got our hands on the deal. We've read it 3 times. It's only 2 pages. The headline, Iran's nuke program is over forever. The mullahs have agreed at the very least that their enriched uranium stockpiles will be destroyed on site and that the International Atomic Energy Agency, which means us, will supervise. Since Iran can't dig it out, we'd be the ones doing it. They only get sanctions relief after the dust is destroyed. And if Iran backs out, they've still agreed that they'll maintain the current status quo of their nuclear program. And the status quo is they have no nuke program. The uranium's buried, the centrifuges shattered, and their scientists are all dead. So status quo is still bueno. Even then, Iran agreed to this, quote, we shall not procure or develop nuclear weapons. And if Iran so much as comes near the sites, it'll be trouble. The strait immediately opens. No attacks, no tolls. And we slowly lift the blockade. Iran's allowed to sell oil again. That means two things. One, the price of oil is going to fall, so will gas prices and inflation here. And two, China can't buy sanctioned Iranian oil at a discount anymore. They have to pay full price. Oil closed today in the 70s, which was the exact same price it traded at before the war. So we're back.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you, Mr. President. Instead of thinking the president, you into thought, oh, we didn't get what we want. We got nothing from the deal, you say. Daddy, when daddy's home, daddy help other people. He take care of his family, and he help others out at times. That's what fathers do. Doesn't God help you when you allow him to help you? And then doesn't he help other people when they allow him to help them? Dad is not selfish. He didn't do it my way, though. What is your way, and why are you doing something then? Amazing. Iran would not be able to toll the strait because tolling is illegal under international law. Watch this.
And here's where it gets a little cute. It says after 60 days, Iran can talk to Oman and the Gulf states about how to manage the strait under international law. Now, people are saying that that means Iran can go back to tolling. No. Tolling the strait is illegal under international law, and the Gulf states would never agree to tolling. They just put that language in there so that Iran can save face. And this just in, for the first time since the start of the war, Iran didn't fire at a single vessel in the strait. It's a pretty good signal.
Amazing. There are going to be $300 billion fund for Iran to rebuild the Gulf. Neighborhood will fund it. The neighbor's going to fund it. And if the neighborhood fund the Gulf, now they have to work together. Because you owe the neighbor, too. Watch this.
Next, there's going to be a $300 billion fund where Gulf neighbors, not us, Gulf neighbors, will invest in rebuilding Iran.
Any relief they receive under this deal, they'll have to get based on merit. And it won't be from us. We don't have to give them anything. But some people may want to invest. Like, what are you going to do? Say you can never, ever invest in a country? I mean, it's pretty tough. They need investment because we did $1.5 trillion, maybe $2 trillion worth of damage. So somebody's going to have to help them out.
This isn't free money. The deal says that we control who does business in Iran. Quote, we grant all required licenses, waivers, and permissions needed. That means if Iran screws around, they don't get any investments. Their country doesn't get rebuilt. Usually after we win wars, we like to rebuild the loser, Japan, Germany, the South. After the Civil War. When neighbors do business, they usually don't go to war because war is bad for business. That's the thinking here.
Amazing. Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, but I thought he was going to do it this way, and I thought he was going to do it that way. And my thoughts are right. I would do it better, and you're doing nothing but sitting back and complaining. You won't even let the creator that put you here help you because you thought you could do it. I gotta take a break. Back in a quick moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. Amazing. All you are thoughts your whole life, and you're miserable. All thinking people are miserable people. It's the non-thinking people who are free. You got it backwards. You got it wrong. And you're never going to think your way out of hell. You got to see your way out of hell by going through hell. And stop thinking that you can think your way out of hell. You're not. And this you can bank on. Announcement. Let me make some announcement. Number one, it is Thursday today, third Thursday of the month. Tonight, the ladies are going all, they're traveling from the basement all the way up to the 50th floor to heaven. It continues tonight. They are enduring all the way to the end. And these ladies are not giving up. They attend the meetings. They read. They listen. They do. Real amazing. And you can see it. Tonight, meeting ladies at 7 p.m. And it's the third Thursday night of the month. And then, I need you all to make donations right now. We got to pay some bills. And the donations are down. So here's what I need. Make a major donation today. Every dime you can give. We got stuff we got to pay. Payroll and bills and everything. It takes money to do this work here every day. So make a donation today. Right now, today, or sometime today. You can mail it in, make the check or money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can even call and make the donation. Make it quicker by calling. Bond, 800-411-2663. 800-411-2663. Or you can scan the QR code to support Bond. And we're a nonprofit, so it's tax deductible. You're getting help, and you're helping. And you can get some back at the end of the year. It doesn't get any better than that. So scan the QR code to support Bond or go to jesseleepeterson.com/show. I think there's a shorter way, but Haight hasn't put it up yet, so I'm still trying to figure that out. I forget what it is. Go to jesseleepeterson.com/show or JLP.com, JLPtalk. com. So let's see if we can raise $30,000 today. And I'll let you know tomorrow. Go and make a major donation, all right? I do appreciate it. Like these videos. Like. Ring the bell. And also, Sunday is Father's Day. Show your love for your father by doing a cameo shout out. Shout out. I do them for you. Go to CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or you can go to shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. And on Cameo, there is a sale on it right now, shoutouts. And cost a little less for Father's Day. All right. I want to go quickly through this agreement, this deal that was signed by the Great White Hope and Iran. And Jesse Ward, I don't know if anyone on the planet, other than Trump himself, that explained and laid out the two-page deal that was made with Iran and the United States. Here's, so he talked about the $30 billion. Ward says the U.S. will lift sanctions and remove carrier strikes group only if a final deal is signed. Watch it from Fox News.
Next, in terms of sanctions, the United States will only lift sanctions as a part of the final deal. That means not now. That means when the dust's been destroyed and Iran signs the final deal, which is only going to get tougher. The deal also says the United States won't be reducing our force posture until the final deal is signed. That means the two carrier strike groups remain in position, locked and loaded. Also, Iran has to keep their dog on a leash. Hezbollah has to stand down. If they attack Israel, Israel can hit back and hit back hard. But Israel, they have to behave too.
We have a little dispute over Lebanon. I say you can do a little softer touch, BB. You don't have to knock down a building every time somebody walks into it that's from Hezbollah.
A senior official tells Primetime that Netanyahu thinks the deal's a home run if Iran complies. But he's skeptical.
I thought I heard, I could be wrong, I'm thinking. All along I've been thinking of my own. I really didn't mean it. Amazing. I thought Israel Netanyahu controlled Trump. Did I hear that? I may be thinking wrong, but I thought I heard that Netanyahu controlled Trump. Trump is truly a deal maker. I don't know if anyone on the planet know how to make deals as well as Donald Trump, the Great White Hope. What manner of man is this? Ward weighs in on the deal bottom line, saying Trump set the stage for Middle East peace in his first term. Watch this.
Here's the bottom line. They'll never have a nuclear weapon. The strait's open. The Ayatollah's dead. Their military's whipped. And we did it in 3 months with no ground troops. And Muhammad's not getting a penny until he performs. And none of these pennies are even ours. And as a bonus, the United States is now the world's biggest energy exporter. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we rewired the Middle East so they make love, not war. And we don't have to babysit them. Trump actually set the stage for peace in the Middle East in his first term by bombing the hell out of ISIS and whacking Iran's top general.
This was years in the making. You know why? Because I was the one that killed General Soleimani. And if I didn't kill General Soleimani, we probably wouldn't be talking right now about this deal, because he was a mad genius. A lot of people forget that. The tough guys, you know, the tough guys that would drive the country right down the tubes.
Then Trump terminated the Obama deal, and in his second term, the president visited the Middle East first, remember? Beefed up the Abraham Accords, sold the Arabs AI, cha-ching. And came home with trillions of American investments.
Amazing. Water says last week strikes sealed this deal. And Trump said if he doesn't like the deal and Iran doesn't behave, we go right back to dropping bombs on their heads. Bomb, 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 bomb. Bomb, all right. Watch this.
Last week's airstrikes and Project Freedom sealed this deal. American deterrence is back. And the Guard lost its leverage over the Strait when we started secretly shepherding tankers out. Senior U.S. officials tell Fox News that they don't trust the Iranians. They're not in the trust business. But the Iranians, in private, have been saying all the right things. Now, that doesn't mean anything. This is a performance-based deal. If they BS us, we slap back the sanctions and the blockade and maybe bombs away.
If I don't like it, we'll go back to shooting at them, dropping bombs on their head.
When do you expect the word?
If I don't like it, if they don't behave, we'll go right back to dropping bombs right smack in the middle of their head.
Can you hear Mama speaking that way? Mama don't speak that way. Isn't that amazing? Warner said the talk in Switzerland this weekend would be critical, and Mueller knows Trump's seriousness, unlike Obama. Watch this.
Now, you're hearing a lot of noise about the deal. Not everyone's going to love it. I get it. But Lindsey Graham and Rand Paul, polar opposites, both say it's good. So what happens next? The talks in Switzerland this weekend are critical. In the first 30 days, the Iranians prioritized. We'll see how serious they are. One thing's clear, the mullahs know Trump serious.
They tried to bribe their way out of it. And you know what the Iranians did? They laughed at Obama and they said he's a stupid son of a bitch.
What a mess! And last but not least, Trump's plan on sending J.D. Vance to negotiate the Iran deal. Why is this?
The president's no sucker. He's been a part of deals that blew up. That's why he's sending J.D.
Why not stick around for the signing ceremony with this Iran peace deal?
I might.
You might?
Yeah, I might. But I'd rather, this is a memorandum of understanding. It's very important, but it might not be the kind of a document that I should be signing. This way, if it works out, I'm going to take the credit. If it doesn't work out, I'm blaming J.D. You better be careful, J.D. He's going to turn his plane around and get the hell out of here. Yeah, I like that idea.
Amazing. And there you have it, folks. You heard it from Jesse Waters on Fox. That way we hear all this other mess. Maybe you won't get into thinking. So I was asked, well, Jesse, what do you think about the deal? What do you think about it, Jesse? And here's what I think about the deal. Zero. I'm neither for it or against it. Normally when I was growing up, and my grandfather and my father, but I mostly raised by my grandfather there, whenever he decided to do something, he didn't come and ask us what we thought about it. He didn't ask his wife or anyone. He asked my grandmother, you know what? I'm going out here to do this today. I'm about to go help these people. What do you think about it? He didn't ask no one. He led the way. He did what he had to do. And likewise, that's how I feel about this thing with Trump. I'm neither for or against. I hired the man to run my country, let him run it. I'm neither for it or against. So that's how I feel about it. Because I'm not in there. I don't know all the in the scoop and the details of what's going on. How can I make a decision? Oh, you think about it, Jesse, then you'll come up with a decision, and it'll be wrong. And that you can know. Your decision that you think about and the answers that you come up with are always wrong, will always be wrong, and will never be right. Never. But you think you're right because you're on an ego trip. You think your thoughts are your own and your decisions are your own. Can you get any stupider than that? Look what your thoughts have led you into already in your life. Aren't you miserable and you regret things you have done and said? And then you try to figure that out, you come up and do something else stupid. because you go right back into thinking instead of seeing. You don't want to see. The people don't want, most human beings do not want to see. They want to think. When God created me to think, they say, you're lying. God created you to see. Why would a God that is the light create you to be in the darkness? Why? Think about that. And every human being lives in darkness of the imagination, of the mind. And they've been convinced that that's the right way, even though they're miserable. And then you tell them, you know what? You can drop your misery. How? How, they ask. Ask. Stop thinking. No. What do you mean, stop thinking? I got to function. I got to do this. Okay. Stay in your thinking. I didn't want to believe it. I still remember everything you said. This time, I never will forget. So listen, listen, listen to me. Amazing. You can be free. And everybody and they mama if you're black. Everybody and their mama if you're white. Have a thought about what the president is doing. And you look at their life, they have nothing going on. They can't even work their own lives out because they're too busy thinking about somebody else. About somebody else. All my life, I've been thinking of myself. I want to spend the rest of my life thinking of someone else. What a dummy. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller out of Oklahoma. So I'm neither for or against. I'm like, whatever, see what the president, see what happens. Have a way to see. All right. Let me talk to Caleb, a first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Caleb, you are on the air.
Jesse, how are you doing this morning, brother?
All is well, Caleb.
Excellent. I just wanted to say, like you were saying earlier, yes, I had a stab already today, and I caught it. It was taking me away from being present in the moment, and I caught it.
And what did you do when you caught it?
I just kind of don't do anything about it. I just kind of put it behind me.
Perfect, man. And because what happened when the stab come? Automatically, another thought comes to tell you, oh, you got to do that. You just had a fear. You just had a worry. You just had a stab, right? And it tells you what to do. Yes. You go right into another thought, and it's wrong.
Yes. Yeah, and I was just going to say, too, I wouldn't have been able to realize this without you. You know, all this stuff you do, you're waking up men from their hell, and you woke me up. And now I'm aware of what appears in my mind, and it's not my identity. Jesse, thank you so much for the stuff you do, man.
And you stay with it. You stay with it, stay with it. You're going to see how much you are loved. You are loved. There are no words to express the love that your creator, your father, have for you. So stay with it.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
And I actually, these stabs, I used to give them a nickname, and I called them confrontational delusions.
That's right.
And it was like, it really took me into false realities, man. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And what's kind of brought me here is about a year ago, my wife left me. And it really took me to some big changes. I decided to really put my faith in God and became a Christian. I became a Bible thumper.
Bible thumper!
Yeah. And it was, I kind of called that day, that weekend she left me, I called my counselor's office and they led me to a recovery program. I won't say the name of it, but it's a, you had a caller that was in AA the other day, and I figured I would mention it. It was this program I'm in is a Christ-centered program. And the things in the program have really prepared my mind to really hear your teachings, to really bring me out of hell, because what I noticed the difference is you tell me exactly what to do to find peace, where, like, you've forgiven my mother and father and stuff. And the program does talk about forgiveness, but I think they could do a little better on, like, really setting people on the right path.
Right.
And an old motto of theirs is keep coming back.
That's right.
So you just keep on coming, and it's like, whatever.
What a mess.
I started to see that after listening to you a little bit.
Right on. How did you feel when your wife left?
Oh, originally I was devastated, man. See that now because I had held her higher than I ever would have held God.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yes. And you know, and I did try to, you know, convince her to stay and whatnot and give her a reason to stay. And I do regret it. You know, it was, we went to counseling and stuff. Even after she left, she agreed to, like, go to counseling. And you know, I do like my counselor. He's a Christian. But, I do regret kind of going through all that time, because it just didn't really lead to anything. And I knew it wouldn't lead to anything. She made up her mind.
Yeah. The one thing that I can tell you, and you've heard me say maybe, is that if someone want to go in and out of your life, you shouldn't feel anything about it at all. Neither afraid, happy or sad, anything. They can go in and out, and they want to leave. Okay, bye. And we've been together 30 years. You want to leave? And you should not feel one iota about it. And you shouldn't make one attempt to tell her to stay or to the ladies to tell him to stay. You're not supposed to do that. That means you made that thing or that person your God. And who will I be if my God leave?
That's so true, man. I have been able to tell people, because people ask me how it's going. And I have been able to confidently say, I am glad she's gone.
Right on. It's the best thing to ever happen to you.
It is. It really is. I've been able to just work on myself a lot more. I put a lot of time into my instrument. I'm a guitar player. I've been able to put more time into that. It's the thing I really care about, and it's really cool.
Right on. Can you hold? I know you had a question for me. Can you hold for a minute?
Sure.
Let me take a quick break. Two more hours to go, Bible Thumper Thursday. It's the hate news, not the fake news. And I have a surprise for you. I was surprised when this happened this morning. I was like, what now? And the surprise is coming in as I'm speaking. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Oh. all kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right? Or am I right? This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And it is Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. The 18th of June, A.D. 2026. And Jesse Lee will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats and more great stories. It is Hake News, not fake news. And shout out to Nick, the American anchor baby, filling in for Hake the past whole week, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and hopefully not Thursday, because today is Thursday. And nice. So shout out. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show will be hopefully the Hake Report and then American Anchor Baby. And then tonight is the Women's Forum, ladies. It's the third Thursday of the month. It's the 18th of June, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, 2026 A.D. Join Jesse Lee and your fellow woman ladies. All right. Women's Forum, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. In the news today, according to far-left extremist outlet AP News, Associated Press, the U.S. and Iran signed an initial deal to end the war. That's that Memorandum of Understanding, a memo for short. Ease sanctions and open the Strait of Hormuz. Nice. Hegseth, Pete Hegseth, that is, the Secretary of War, officially is still the Secretary of Defense. I don't think they've officially changed the name, even though they kind of have. But I don't know. I've heard that it's kind of not done yet, but I'm not sure. Pete Hegseth announced a review of U.S. forces in Europe per AP. And Senator Bernie Sanders, according to Associated Press, unveiled his plan for public ownership of AI companies. That means the mob or the government owns the AI companies. Not sure I like that idea. But who knows? Of course, I don't trust old Bernie Sanders. He stepped off the he stepped to the side of his own stage for these Black Lives Matter ladies screaming at him. What a mess. Anyway, archaeologists revealed the discovery of a prototype of the Stonehenge monument. Huh. Pretty interesting. So, U.S. and Iran signed an initial deal to end the war and ease sanctions and open the strait or Hormuz. As nuclear talks continue, President Donald J. Trump signed an agreement with Iran on Wednesday, much of which would restore the status quo before the war, including reopening the Strait of Hormuz and ending hostilities, though Trump left the door open to resume attacks. Pardon me, I'm growing. The agreement starts a 60-day negotiating clock to reach a final deal on the future of Iran's nuclear program. The deal also opens the strait without tolls for 2 months, but does not preclude fees in the future, according to the drafts from both countries. Major concessions been offered to Iran. The U.S. will issue waivers to sanctions that will immediately allow Iran to sell its oil freely. Isn't that nice? Other concessions, including the full lifting of sanctions and the release of frozen assets, which would happen gradually and be linked to progress on the nuclear talks, per Pakistani officials. The accord would also provide Iran with at least $300 billion to rebuild, an extraordinary figure and another major benefit for Iran. Trump, your best friend or your worst enemy? Very nice. You choose. The money would also appears dependent on the progress of future negotiations. Pretty cool, huh? And Hegseth lashed out at NATO allies, North Atlantic Treaty Organization or whatever that thing is, and announced a review of U.S. forces in Europe. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth criticized NATO allies for not taking more responsibility for their own security. On Thursday, he was in Brussels. He also announced a six-month Pentagon review of American forces in Europe. And where is Brussels? Is that Austria? I feel like muscles from Brussels. Isn't that where old what's his name from kickboxer, blood sport guy? Anyway, Hegseth lambasted European allies for failing to provide U.S. forces access to bases in Europe and launch attacks for Iran, calling it shameful. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, what did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? I and my Father are one. And then they threw a stone at him. You get out of here. What the? I wonder if they used the N-word on Jesus right there. Like, what the? In a Nicaragua? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and listen on your phone. No matter what, how difficult the task or simple the task, you listen on your phone if you like, if you like. As it is happened by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready?
I hope you in your face.
I don't feel your face. Are you ready?
Hallelujah. Lord is up in here. Before I go back to Caleb, let me just say, Hake is back, as y'all see. What the? Welcome back, Hake.
Thank you.
You were missed by your fans, man.
I know. Shameful.
And I was stunned when Hake walked into the... I think everyone were. I know the team had organized and got, you know, ready to run the show today without Hake. And then he showed up out of nowhere. And he was, we were like, are you afraid of no ghosts? You feeling better or you well? Or you
I'm feeling significantly better.
And you a beta?
I don't admit to any. I neither confirm nor deny. That was funny. When he say, Hake is out. Beta. He needs his vitamins.
Yeah, Billy was like, I say Hate needs some vitamins. Do you take vitamins?
I eat fruits and vegetables, but I don't disclose whether I take vitamins.
You just said you don't. I used to not take vitamins because at one point, I was taking them, and I couldn't tell if vitamin worked or not. I saw no improvement.
Right.
Neither did I get worse or I got better. So I'm like, I don't think vitamins work.
Yeah, there's stuff that you can tell works that right. Just feels like it's good. When you eat fruits and vegetables, you get enough sleep, you exercise, you drink water, you drink stuff that feels like it's good for you, yeah. Stuff like that. But
vitamins don't feel like they work.
And then there's stuff that feels like it's you pause and you think about it. That's actually not good for me. You can tell.
Yeah. Are vitamins supposed to work, or are you just supposed to take them and pretend that they're helping?
I think they're probably they maybe work on the margins. In some cases, they're key. Supposedly, I could imagine. I've heard.
I heard. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
And I heard that you were healed on earth as it is in heaven.
Yep.
Since there's no sickness and disease in the Father in heaven, there's none in his children. Since we all came from the Father.
I guess I just forgot.
And that's a good point. That's why he said the greatest sin is to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, Hank. And as you know already, the anchor baby took charge while you were out, like Donald Trump. You know how Donald Trump wanted to take charge of Iran?
Yeah.
He took charge, right?
Yeah.
The anchor baby did the same thing while you were out, man. At one time, he was running the board, reading the super chat, and hate new. I'm like, anchor baby, we got to get somebody to run the board for you.
Indeed.
So we got someone to run the board. But he took charge, man. Energy, I think he may be that illegitimate son of Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Because he seemed to have the same energy.
Could be. He may never have confirmed who his father is, right?
Who? The anchor man?
Yeah.
No, he never did. We don't know who his daddy is.
It might have been Trump's trip to Cuba. Not that Trump went to Cuba, but he's a capitalist.
We're not sure if you. We're not sure if the anchor baby even have a daddy. He maybe had like Mother Mary.
Indeed.
He like, you know how Mother Mary was supposed to get pregnant without being with a man.
Yeah.
I think the anchor baby was born the same way. His mama got pregnant without a man.
That's funny.
But he took charge of him, and I was like, it just left her, kept everything really moving on.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Let me go back to a first-time caller, Caleb out of Oklahoma. Caleb, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Of course. Thank you, Jesse. I just want a quick shout-out to Bill and Joshua from Oklahoma. They're some good brothers of mine. I love you guys.
Hey, Bill, a shout-out to Bill and Joshua. Amazing.
And I figured since it's Bible Thumper Thursday, I would answer your biblical question real quick.
What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one?
The thing that comes to mind is that in Luke chapter 2, when he was 12 years old, it was after the festival of the Passover that they were going to go back to Nazareth. But he stayed behind, and his parents didn't even know. So they were without him for 3 days, and then they went back to Jerusalem. They find him in the temple. And this is what comes to mind is even when he was 12, people were amazed at his understanding and his answers, as it says in verse 47. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. So it says they were sitting... he was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, and they were amazed at his answers and his understanding. So even by the time he was 12, he had an amazing understanding of what was God's word at that time, and it became clear to him that his understanding was on another level than everybody that he encountered, and what by his words for him to say, I and my Father are one. It's that his understanding is on a higher level than anybody's. I think that's what that means.
Amazing. Well, I put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You go ahead. You had a question that you originally called in about. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've been I've had an issue with so I've got a dad and a stepmom, and they try to parent my son. I've got two kids, a son and a daughter. My daughter's birthday is actually today. My son has ADD, and he struggles to respond when people talk to him. Like he hears them, and he will respond. He doesn't respond immediately. And my stepmom, it's like she takes this personally. You know, we were visiting for, you know, lunch and stuff for afternoon and stuff. And it was over. She asked him a question, just a simple question, like something about what he wants to eat or something. And she had this spoon in her hand, and she taps him on the head with the spoon. And he did not like that. He goes, "I don't like you." He said that to her. And then so, you know, the hell came out in her when he didn't answer her, you know, so, you know, and I understand now that I didn't handle it properly because my son did not see me stand up for him. And what I did was after he left the table, my dad and my stepmom were sitting there, and I asked her to apologize to him for hitting him. And the reason I hesitated to say something while he was still at the table is just because I feel myself there is still this kind of temptation to anger a little bit. And I think it's because I still have not sat down with my father and forgiven him specifically for the resentments I've had towards him. And in my walk, I still don't really trust my initial reaction. And so I took a second to just be aware of what's going on, and I just don't think, I know that I didn't handle that properly. So like when people are trying to parent, I have this issue with dad and stepmom and then family on my wife's side and stuff. So how do I handle people that try to parent my kids?
Number one, you have a responsibility to keep your kids away from them. Don't let them see them, your kids. Don't let them be around your kids since you know what they're doing now. And so you have no obligation by God or anyone to take your children around your stepmother, your wife, family, or anyone. You are the father, and the father will protect his family. You shouldn't be taking them around knowing that this woman is like that. And then secondly, if you loved your son, you will have corrected that woman based on what you've said. You will have corrected her right in front of him. Don't ever hit my son again. Don't ever speak to him this way. And I'm going to keep him away from you. And the son will see that the father loved him. And he would have felt really closer to you because he knows somebody is protecting him, especially his father. It was a horrible mistake to wait till he leave the room and say you correct her. That didn't do him any good at all.
That's right. I agree.
Did you apologize to your son and let him know she was wrong? I should have corrected her. I was wrong for not doing that.
Yes. I believe I said something to him about that. He said something to her like, because she did it. She went and she apologized. I don't know if I mentioned this. I said to her, "I want you to apologize to him for hitting him," and she did, and he said to her, "I don't forgive you."
Nice.
And then and then I kind of sat with him and I said, you know, I kind of went back into the forgiveness thing, and I said, you know, if you don't forgive others, then God may not forgive you, so you can do what you want, son, but you can forgive her. So I think in that moment, I believe I did say something like, I don't know, I may not have specifically said to him that something about that, like you asked.
And why not?
Well, in that moment, I don't know. See, because I had enough time to kind of be aware of what was going on. Excuse me. I had enough time to be aware of what was going on, and I knew that it was right. So I should have specifically told him that what she did was wrong.
You know why you didn't stand up to her and you went on it with your son? It's because you have not forgiven. You're talking to your son about forgiving when you have not even forgiven your own father, and you don't know if forgiveness works or not when you have not forgiven. And so you have fear.
Yes.
And the fear won't disappear because you and the devil are one. Why haven't you forgiven your father when you've heard me say over and over again, forgiveness is the kingdom of heaven, it's love, it's from God. Why haven't you forgiven your earthly father?
I haven't forgiven him yet because I've just been making excuses to not go over there and sit down with him and do it.
And who's making the excuses?
I guess the ego that remains in me that is fearful of the outcome.
And why are you cooperating with the devil?
Well, you know, the devil had a way of holding on to me, and I didn't want to let him go.
Well, his way of holding on to you by keeping you cooperating with him, by making you think that it's you when it's really him and not you.
Yeah, I agree with you now, and I'm starting to see that. I have sat down with my mother. I forgave my mother specifically for resentments that I had against her, and even in my mind, even in the past like couple of months, the forgiveness that I've had between myself and with God has really helped me see. Instead of being all up in my head about things, and the next step is to forgive my father. You're right.
What did you say to your mother when you went and forgave her?
I told her that I resented her for some specific things that I wrote down. I kind of made a note of a few things that I was going to tell her. I resented her for these things, and that I was sorry for resenting her, and that I forgive her. And she took it pretty well.
Amazing. If it's personal, you don't have to say, but what did your father do to you that caused you to resent him?
He really instilled in me a nature of not taming my tongue and being impulsive and acting on anger.
I don't know what that means. How did he instill that in you?
He instilled it on me by he would blow up on me and yell at me when I was a teenager and it didn't really teach me any good habits on how to deal with my own anger and how to deal with people.
But that was because he didn't know how to deal with you. You had become like your mother. And so he didn't know how to deal with the spirit of his wife inside of you. You took sides. You took your mother's side and went against him.
Yeah, I think I did at that time. That was one thing I forgave my mother for, is for turning away, because she would make comments about my dad trying to turn me away from him. And I forgave her for that.
And now you're doing the same thing to your son by not standing up for him, because you became like your mama and you resent your father. Do what you want, Kayla, but straight away you need to go and forgive your father so that God can forgive you. And because as long as you resent your father, your earthly father, you're never going to love your spiritual father. Is not going to work.
Yes, I believe that's true, yes.
I wouldn't put it off. It's up to you, of course, but I wouldn't put it off. Dad, I've been resenting you. I was wrong. I'm sorry. It's truly if you see that you were wrong for resenting him, Because how can you say you love God who you've never seen and hate your earthly father?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
that was a question.
Yeah, I will do it. Because it doesn't make sense. How can I love? And that's a great question. You know, it's at this point, I'm just going to have to wait and see for it to really pan out. Because it is the next step, and I shouldn't put it off any longer. You're right.
Why put off today when tomorrow is not promised to you at all? And then you see how to handle your wife, folks. Does your wife obey you? Oh, you don't have a wife now, right?
She is my soon-to-be ex-wife, yes.
Okay. And so why are you still dealing with her family?
I guess the only time, yeah, probably just out of necessity, you know, the kids stay with her during the week and there are times where I will go over there to get the kids and my wife would be working. So they're spending time with their grandma.
And because of time and.
I still deal with them out of necessity.
Why? All you got to do is go pick your kids up and say hi and bye to her.
Yeah, I think that's mostly what it's turned into, honestly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So thank God for that.
And did you hear my opening remarks about everybody is into thinking? They won't stop thinking. And because they won't stop thinking, it causes them to love their misery, to love their hell. And they believe that what they think is true when all thoughts are all lies all the time. And they're thinking that they're going to think their way out of their situation, and that would never happen. Did you hear me say that?
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
I think every bit of it is true. I really leaned on my own understanding, but you know, before I hit rock bottom, you know,
yeah.
before God was able to start building a new foundation in me, it is true. I just kind of was always thinking, and my thoughts were very angry.
Amazing.
And I was never going to come out of it.
Yep. Absolutely. You can't think your way out of any situation. You have to see your way out of it.
That's right.
Are you, one last thing and then I got to run. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I've been doing it in the morning, yes. I've been trying to work it into my night routine. I get in this habit where I feel like if I do it at night, I'm going to fall asleep. So I haven't done it at night yet, but I'm going to work it in. I've been doing it in the morning and it's amazing.
And so are you doing a silent prayer every morning, every night?
No, not yet.
And how will the Spirit of the Father help you if you don't stay in the light?
I don't know. I guess he can't. I just need to be still and know him, like you say. It's because it is working. When I've done it in the morning, it is amazing.
And if you start at night, and it's up to you, but if you start at night, he's going to give you rest at night. You're going to sleep like a baby. No matter what has happened during the day or what's going on in the world, you will sleep like a baby. But if you go to sleep unconsciously, you're not going to sleep as well unless you're drunk or something.
Yeah. I think I've tried it while I'm laying down in bed.
Why don't you stop being, are you black?
No.
Why you stop being
I'm
lazy?
White.
You white. Why don't you stop being lazy and sit up and do it?
That's a good question. I don't know. Just because I've been putting it off.
Amazing. Well, suffer and die.
That's right. I've been sitting in it though. I don't resist it though. Like you say, it's really, you know, being aware of things and not doing anything about it. It really made a
my mind has started to change about it, and it's amazing. Thanks to you, Jesse. I appreciate you, brother.
You stay with us, stay with it. And no matter what happens out there in the world, what goes on, what other people do or say, or what the thoughts tell you, you stay present. Always know where you are and what you're doing at all times. And I'm telling you, man, there are no words to express. I almost don't want to say this. This happened to me a while back, and I don't want to say it, but I may say it. I had a glimpse, a quick glimpse of who I really am, and it's mind-blowing. And it was so amazing. It kind of reminds me of when I asked God to let me see myself, and I had anger. And one day, out of nowhere, he just showed me a quick glimpse of the, I didn't know I had anger though, but he showed me how dark I was on the inside. My heart was wicked. And I didn't know that, but it was a quick glimpse. I was looking, just looking. I wasn't expecting it. And so in the same way, he allowed a quick glimpse of me, allowed me to see who I really am. And I'm telling you, man, there are no words to express the reality of who you really are. Words cannot express it.
That's amazing. Did that come to you during a silent prayer?
No, it just came. I think I may have been at the office or maybe even driving my car. It just, it was like just a quick glimpse, but I saw the whole thing. I saw where I came from, how I came from there, and what it was like coming from there, and what it's like being here. It's the same thing. It was mind-blowing.
Wow, that's amazing. Praise God for that, man. That's amazing.
And this is the first time I'm really saying it out loud. I didn't tell Hake or anyone.
Wow. Well, good for you, man. Thanks for sharing that, Jesse.
And I think I kind of brought it up. I didn't bring it that up when I'm just saying, but I was encouraging the guys at the men's meeting that they would get to know who they are if they stay with it. And a tear came, and the tear was so amazing because I was mind-blown to see that. I was not expecting it at all. What happened was not could not be expected in the mind. Your mind can't think of that amazing second, what seemed like a second.
Awesome. Well, good for you, Jesse. Thank you for sharing that.
You stay with it. Just stay. I don't care what the world does. You stay with it.
I will, man.
All right, brother.
Thank you for talking with me, Jesse. Have a good day, brother.
You too. Go forgive your daddy, man. What's up?
I will. I will.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
He's back.
Over on pill.net, Pastor Chatelet on Monday, just in case this wasn't read, scratching for the pores, shout out to the Orange Man Bad NPCs.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
That's
thank
right.
You.
We got to open up the scratching. I never trained Nick on how to do that.
Oh.
So it was fake news.
Oh, okay.
When you guys were saying the scratch-offs on pills.
What? Nah. Okay.
Gray Bridgewater, you asked Nick to repeat this after he read it yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
Jesse, I've been working on myself for almost a decade now, but the more I grow, the less I believe in the Bible. I get the feeling it's just another thought / idea by humans. Am I wrong? Thank you.
Repeat that again.
I've been working on myself almost a decade now. The more I grow, the less I believe in the Bible. I get the feeling it's just another thought / idea by humans. Am I wrong? Thank you.
Yeah. No, you're not. Amazing. You are, but that's not the one that Nate read yesterday.
Oh. Maybe it was a different one by Gray Bridgewater, or
the one that Nick read was about the.
I bet I'll find it.
Sunday morning fellowship with the last guy in the last discussion about God and everything.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
I vaguely. I mean, we can go back and look.
Okay, yeah. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back, folks. Thank you all.
Nice.
I'll be right
back. Read the rest later, y'all.
Okay. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. We got to raise some money. Make a donation today. Every little bit of help. We got bills to pay. We got things to pay for. So we need some, get it done. So some of you are forgetting to make donations. Make a donation. Help us out. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or jlptalk.com. Am I right here? JLPtalk.com, or hit the scan the code to support Bond, or call 800-411-BOND. All right? 800-411-2663. And I do appreciate it. And we need your help today. Did you find that super chat, that one? Yeah.
No.
I'll come back to you then. Let me go back to the busy phone. Let me go to Stetson out of Idaho. Not Navajo, Idaho. Stetson, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was watching some of my thoughts lately and how insane that they are.
Yeah.
Just like the animalistic and savageness of them sometimes.
Yes.
It's just like, whoa, that is wild. And like, it's not much different from an animal. So, okay.
Human nature is animal nature. There's no love in human nature. Likewise, there's no love in animal nature either.
That's what I'm starting to like see. Like the love and like whatever rights that we think that we have. Like somebody has a right to do something, and somebody else has a right to do something, and they don't align. And it's like, okay, so I don't even know what that is anymore. So
right on.
Yeah,
right on.
And then,
stay with it.
Yes, and I went and saw that Alien movie that came out this last weekend, Disclosure Day, or this past weekend that was supposed to shock our
faith. Oh, that's the one where they said they're going to make Christians doubt themselves or something?
Yes. So I was really excited. I'm like, okay, well, Ted, I want to be tested here. I want it to be shocked. And I get there, and I go get a Sprite, a small Sprite and a small popcorn. And it was $22.77.
That's what the shocker.
That was the most shocking thing, was how much a small popcorn and a small Sprite cost. And it wasn't even the real Sprite. They gave me the knockoff brand. I was like, whatever. Like, okay. But so, like, I watched it, and it was with AI and everything that's going on today. It's like, I don't believe anything that's here. Like, I don't know why I'm here. It was like 2.5 hours. Like, nothing really came out of the whole movie. It's just recycled stuff that everybody else has said. So until somebody actually comes out and sings the song to the nation of what's going on, it's just going to be the same stuff.
Amazing.
And I was listening to Isaiah this morning, and something in the Old Testament, it just popped out, and I had to reread it and hear it again. And in Isaiah 28, 21, it says, the Lord will rise up as he did at Mount Perazim. He will rouse himself as he did in the Valley of Gideon to do his work, his strange work, and perform his task, his alien task. And that the word alien task is in the Old Testament in Isaiah. And I was like, okay, well, God is talking about aliens, but like that previous chat that said, like, the more I get into waking up, the less I'm starting to believe in the Bible and the words that are written in it. And it's like some things like this that just pop up, like, I don't even know anymore of what's in the Bible, what's true, and like what's not. It's just whatever comes, I guess, like from the Father God down, and like, you really can't go too much into what you read or listen to from religious leaders anymore. I'm confused on that.
Well, the truth is in your heart. Look into your heart, live from there. And when you read the Bible, don't read it to remember. Open it up, read it, put it away. And the spirit of truth that lives in you would allow you to, would give you the understanding of the Bible. So don't make it a big deal at all. And don't try to understand it at all.
Yes. Well, that was the thing, like the whole alien task and where the word alien came into the Bible and how we used it in today. It's like that whole thing, like, oh, I need to do some thinking or just some like realization or revelation about it. It's like, okay, well, I don't get that, but we're not supposed to right now.
No.
And whatever it is, it's coming.
And so the guy, I think that movie was done by Steven Spielberg, right?
Yes.
And so he said, according to a report, that this particular movie is going to make the Christians rethink or doubt their faith or something like that?
Yes.
But it didn't happen to you.
It didn't. I don't see how... It might for some people, but it's like if you're watching and paying attention to some of the shows that are on TV, it's nothing that's different. So I would save your money. Like, don't go. Like, the ticket was $15. So I ended up spending like $35 to just see this. I'm like, this is a waste of time. I'm like, okay, so don't put your hope in the movie that's going to rattle you. Just save your money for gas and food.
I figure it was just a PR stunt to get people to want to go see it. Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And nobody was even in the theater. There was just like a handful of people. It's like, okay, so nobody cares. So anyways, I thought that was very interesting. And then just how aliens, Isaiah, Old Testament stuff, like, okay, but don't read too much into the Bible.
Right on.
But like, just be aware of it. So, well, thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Alrighty. Yep. All right. Bye.
Okay, let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, morning, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
Hey man. I was calling to answer that biblical question.
What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one?
He meant that he mastered that skill of calling the devil's bluff and not reacting to the impulses and the thoughts. And that makes him completely controlled by the Father.
Okay. Amazing.
Yeah. Yep. And that's where I'm at currently in my life, you know, just mastering that skill.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. That's amazing.
All right.
Thank you, Josh.
So good. All right. No problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. 888-77. Jesse Bailey out of Portland, Oregon has been waiting a while. Bailey, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. It's me. Been a while.
Hey, Bailey.
Hope your day's going well.
Your phone, you sound, are you on a speaker or something?
No, I know better than to do that, but it is an old phone.
Okay, go ahead. Let's work with it.
Well, still wishing my grandparents better with prayers and stuff like that, as much as I don't know how to do it properly. And, of course, looking forward to the Father's Day, even though mine's kind of gone. Seems like a lot of optimism lately.
You have a lot of optimism lately?
No, I'm observing it. I have issues like being as optimistic as other people, but I do really love your positive show.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Is that it? Amazing. Thank you. Super.
Super chats.
Nice. Eric, so that was that super chat that we were talking about.
Oh,
the
okay.
Bridgewater thing.
The what?
The Gray Bridgewater super chat.
Let me hear it again. What do you say?
Lord.
Because I'm trying to figure out why did we wait then to discuss
well,
it.
Well, I think it was coming to a close. You guys were coming to a close.
Oh, okay.
On the show yesterday.
All right.
He's been working on himself almost a decade. The more he grows, the less he believes in the Bible. He gets the feeling it's just another thought / idea by humans. Is he wrong? And he asks, thank you. And he says, thank you.
And you're right. It is about human and the devil, too. So all thoughts are lies. Right on. Stay with it. Amazing.
Sion, is Hank report? I recall Anchor Baby reading that one.
Yeah, she did. Yesterday okay. about you. She was concerned.
Shout out, Sion. Thank you for your concern.
Yeah, he's all right now. He's back. Amazing.
And he says one means agreement. How can two walk together unless they agree?
Amazing. Thank you.
Meaning the Father are one. He and the Father are one. I guess that's a
biblical
question.
Oh, that's a response to the biblical question? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
He also bought a coffee saying Mimi needs a quote-unquote new name like Peter. She is... Oh, he already read that one.
Yeah.
Eric said, everything is perfect. Always the truth is there is no pain.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lori, hey, Jesse, when you played the video of the nurse wanted to do in Trump, she said a different word, kill.
Right.
And you said your and my sister is sick. It's not her. That made perfect sense, and it's made it impossible for me to judge her. I know what you mean when you say it's impossible for you to get angry or judge. We are all one. Thank you.
Yeah, this according to, I guess, Ed somewhere, this black woman in her car, she said that she, something light, I don't remember exactly how she said it now, but she would take her knife, and she was so angry at Trump that she would take her knife and go up there and cut her throat, something like that. And I said, you know what, that's the same spirit that's in the person that feels lonely or the person that judge others or whatever. And it's not her. She's our sister, our brothers, our sister. It's just this thing working through them. But if you don't understand that, you're not going to see beyond the darkness. You got to see beyond that. Amazing. Thank you, though. Absolutely.
Gregatron. Hey, Jesse, how do you feel about the guy who burned that cross in Chicago was an Asian man? I'm sure Derek showed you yesterday. Also, is Hake okay? I need the Hake report in my life. Lastly, congratulations on 1,500 supporters on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. That's amazing. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
That's right. Thank you. And your prayers for the answer. Hake is back. Back. And you're feeling 100% back. Well?
I'm feeling 85% well.
Okay. Amazing. He is back. And thanks for your support.
Did you hear about that cross burner?
I did, but Derek didn't mention it to me. I saw it on the news or something.
I saw it on X.
That it was an Asian guy that set the cross of fire in Chicago.
Yeah, a Trump hater.
They were trying to call it white supremacy. See that? That's why you can't listen to this. It was a Trump hater that set a cross of fire, according to a report, allegedly. It was an Asian guy.
And he had a red hat on it, but that wasn't visible that well in the footage.
A hat on the cross?
A red hat.
On the cross?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
According to the report that I saw.
Hanging Jesus, setting Jesus on fire.
Terrible.
What
and
a mess.
And his brother. So double exclamation mark from Gregatron. Bree K, five coffees, no message.
Thank you. Amazing.
Fazul, we sick, Hake? We sick? Feel better, good hair.
When Hake say he sick, we say yes, Master, we sick.
Marcus G says, if Master Hake say he sick, we say yes, Master, we sick.
We sick.
Bag eyes emoji.
Amazing.
Cloud Bops, if Hake no show, I'm going bungee jumping. Make sure to bring rope.
Did you see that story where they, according to a report, the woman went bungee jumping without a rope?
La, la, la. I don't want to hear about it. It's a horrific story. But it was amusing how you covered it because you were laughing.
It was funny. How you going to go by? Even the woman should have, hey, I don't have a rope on my legs here. What the? And I can see these guys like had up there. And like, let's get rid of this bitch. Phew.
Terrible.
It's not that funny, but I'm laughing at the action of it. Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul, Trump deal, 2 pages. Obama deal, pallets of cash.
I rest my case.
Jim in Alaska, very generous. I'll split my yard sale money we made this past weekend. Winky face, smiley. One man's junk is another man's treasure. We love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you for supporting us financially as well. I really do appreciate you helping us to get the work done. Thank you. And other people, too. Thank you all.
Welcome, Becca K., new member of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
Thank you, Becca K. That's amazing.
And just in case we didn't read from Nick LaBoy, Rumble Rants from Friday, the Drop Your Anger episode on Friday.
Uh-huh.
You should... he says, General George S. Patton is a show of how a real man used to be, real men used to be. But in the meantime, settle for if. Happy Friday, Jesse and crew. God bless.
Amazing. Thank you. If you can live. Amazing. Thank you.
I am safer in an ocean, says Nick LaBoy on Rumble, surrounded by sharks with blood in the water, than being in an area where blacks are.
Amazing. Thank you.
Joey, five coffees, make Iran build their own country themselves. Do not give them any money, he says.
But it's not our money, it's their own money.
Aha.
According to reports.
Yeah, their assets have been frozen.
Right. It's not like our money, it's their money.
Giving money to Iran is like letting blacks out of jail with a slap on the wrist. That was some slap.
And according to a report, they're not getting their money until... they have done what they said they're going to do this time, the nuclear deal and all that. Not one dime will be given, according to a report, until they do what they said. Amazing. Thank you.
Matt J., thank you, Mr. Peterson, and thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson, for speaking the truth this morning so clearly on the Iran deal.
Thank you. Amazing. And again, I said I'm not for or against, but I do... respect and appreciate the way the great white hope deal with reality, the way he deal with life. You can't, unless you're a jealous person, you can't help but respect that. You may not, whoever disagree with him, you may disagree about going to Iran or whatever, but you got to respect how he deal with life. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Nate G, 67 coffees, very generous. He says, here is something for your little business. Thank you for all of what you do.
Right on. Thank you for helping us to help us. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Games for Rec gifted the shades, no message.
Thank you, Games for Rec.
And Groovy Monkey gifted the cookie. These are on pill.net with no message.
Groovy Monkey, groovy on a sunny afternoon. Thank you.
Very nice. Roy M., Aunt Uta voice, is that Hake walking down the road? I think that's him. Welcome back, Hake.
That's right. Hake, is that you? That look like Hake coming down that road. Lord! Amazing, thank you.
Tracy, just restarted my monthly donation to Bond. Welcome back, Hake.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Eric, I've never had a problem. I've never had a solution.
Right on. Amazing.
And he, no matter how under the weather Hake feels, his hair always looks amazing. Welcome back, Jelly Bean. The sun has risen. Sun emoji, star emoji, salute emoji, and strong white arm.
The body may get weak, but their hair stand in place. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. Let me just double check over on the YouTube thing. T to the game says, if I hit the Powerball, Jesse, I got you a promise.
I promise you will help with what you have now. And then when you hit the ball, you can make a bigger donation. Thank you.
Stefan with a salute emoji.
Thank you, Stefan.
Harmony Harms, Hake with the good hair is back.
He's back.
Hashtag when the Saints go marching in. Love you,
oh,
Hake and Jesse and crew.
I want to be in that number. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul, old saying, just when things are going smooth, it's always the nice people who come along and mess things up.
What the? Amazing.
William, A.G., BQA.
What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one?
Jesus was trying to let them know that they were as well. They were blinded by the scales, judgment on their eyes. When we make man our God, we become judgmental victims. You guys are amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. I got to stop there, Hank.
We'll read the rest later,
y'all. Thank
you
all. Amazing. Let me go to Henry out of New York. Henry, you are on the air. Hey,
Henry. Jesse. How you doing, man?
All is well, Henry.
Well, you know, I've listened to the show a while. I have. I've called in before. I have been moved home, take care of my mom for many years as a caretaker of my choice. We did our, I forgave her. We went through all of that. And she passed away. And I find myself, you know, just a little lost, you know, in terms of what I do next in life. And, of course, with my awareness, I don't fit in with many people, especially my own people. I'm black.
He black.
And so friends and family are all on the hate train, and I'm not a part of that. So, you know, I just feel very this feeling of aloneness, not knowing what to do next. And kind of know, I think, what you're going to say, but I just called in just to, you know, to share it and be brave enough to share it and to go forward.
All right. Can you hold for a minute?
Sure.
Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. Hake news, another fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two of Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. June 18th, third Thursday of the month, ladies. Women's Forum tonight, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, 2026 AD. There is one line open. In the meantime, y'all can call in, even during hate news, not fake news, young or old. All right? You can call in to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, 888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE. And the Hague Report is planning to be alive right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today. All right? That's the plan, man. And then American Anchor Baby. American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. Anchor Baby on Punchy.tv as well. Punchy, Punchie.tv/AnchorBaby. Check it out. And I was telling you about the AP thing about Pete Hegseth calling for a reboot of the NATO alliance into a NATO 3.0, quote unquote, capable of deterring any threat. Hegseth said the United States, he's the Secretary of War or Secretary of Defense, if you prefer, said the United States would be investing $1.5 trillion in its own defense in 2027, sending a message to the world that America is building an arsenal of freedom. Cool, huh? Kind of, maybe. An AP exclusive says Bernie Sanders unveils a plan to give the public direct ownership of AI companies. The legislation shown first to the Associated Press, more like the communist, socialist, far left off the deep end press push, would create a sovereign wealth fund overseen by an independent commission and financed through a one-time 50% tax, 50% tax on the stock of the largest AI companies. Sanders, Bernie, that is, estimates that the tax would create a nearly $7 trillion fund that would generate hundreds of billions of dollars annually in direct payments to so-called Americans, and programs such as healthcare, education, and so-called housing. Shameful. When the idea of public ownership of AI companies has been discussed by President Trump and OpenAI's CEO, Bernie's, that has happened, right? But Bernie's proposal goes much further. He's calling for public ownership of half of the largest AI companies and direct influence over corporate decision-making. Some pretty sick stuff, huh? Pretty sick stuff. Don't trust that guy. He's a sleaze. But shout out. Anyway, CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports that after four major plane crashes in the United States just this week, they say, some travelers are asking whether it's a coincidence or cause for concern. Experts say the accidents appear unrelated. Accidents? Unrelated. While the timing is unnerving, there is no indication that air travel has become less safe, so they claim. Anyway, there's a presidential legacy. Obama, actually. The Obama Presidential Center will hold its official grand opening ceremony today in Chicago. Political leaders and cultural icons in the attendance. Performances by several, or at least a few, Grammy-winning artists. Obama, President Barack Obama, former president, and First Lady Michelle Obama, expected to welcome Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush, also former presidents. The campus will open to the public Friday, coinciding with the Juneteenth so-called holiday, June 19th, that is. And that's when the Galveston black people found out that they were free. And I guess the owners found out that they had to let their slaves go, something like that, maybe. Anyway, that's an $850 million Obama Center. It looks kind of cool. I think that's the library, right? Is that what that means? Presidential Center, also known as library? I think so. Not sure. President Donald J. Trump signed the U.S.-Iran agreement Wednesday, concluding his trip to the Europe for the G7 summit. White House sent a photo of a signed copy to Tehran. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian also signed the document. Huh. The agreement says U.S. will issue waivers allowing Iran to export oil and spells out provisions for reopening the Strait of Hormuz, among other measures. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? I and my Father are one. What did he mean when he said that? That's amazing. I'm laughing at the video that we played during this scene. And when Jesus said that the Jewish rabbis threw a stone, they're like, what the? You and your Father, what? Get out of here, N-word. What the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, but you still would like to listen to the show, podcast and listen on your phone anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-415. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Every Thursday is Baba Bumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, a black vote for Trump is mental illness.
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
That's President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. What the? Amazing. I want to go quickly back to Henry out of New York. I had to put him on hold there. Henry, so your mother aspired. Your family have turned against you because, as you say, you're kind of waking up. You don't agree with them anymore. And you feel lonely?
Man, you know, yeah, I don't that kind of loneliness. It's just so many things have happened in the several years. I've changed so much. The world's changed so much. And I just, you know, I wake up and it's, life is not like it was, you know, and I don't know where, you know, it's just a weird, I know it's thoughts, but, you know, I used to dream about things, man. I used to have dreams. It used to be like, you know, stuff to get me up, and I've traveled a lot. I did a lot. I didn't save a lot. I didn't have a career and got no pensions, all that kind of stuff, but it just seems like it was all a waste of time. Like it was all the devil, all demons, and living and didn't count for nothing. And it's kind of like now it's like God is like, you know, now pay up time type of thing. I know maybe that's the thought, but it kind of feels that way. And you know, I'm just, yeah, that's it right there. That's it.
And your question for me is what?
My question for you is, how does a real man rebuild his life? You know? I mean, really, I hear the word you say, rebuild. I used to have the dream about what it is that you're doing or inspired by something. But without those things, how do you rebuild your life?
Let me respond to two things you said. First, number one, all the stuff you've done all your life was vanity. It was never for about God, and you were never building a life, that's for sure. When you said that something like, and I don't know exactly how you said, but you like God said it's pay up time or something. You said something like that?
Yeah.
Repeat what you said about that.
Well, it's like, you know, as if, and family has said this to me, that, you know, you live the life of you know, just for yourself, and now you're finding out what life really is, you know, how hard life really is, type of thing.
Oh, and then how is God telling you to pay up?
I don't know. It's just my fantasy of interpreting. I'm not saying yes. I'm just saying it just kind of feels that way. Yeah.
Number one, your family are wrong if they said you're now seeing how hard life really is. This, I promise you, life is very, 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 very simple and easy. As a matter of fact, life is so easy that you don't have to put any work into it at all. And so if you want to build a life, you got to not build a life. You got to just live and let life happen. If you make one attempt to build a life, you're going to look around again. It was all be in vain. It will all be vanity. It'll be a waste of time. You cannot build your own life. You have to stay present with the truth, stay in the light with the Father, and the Father will cause your life to happen. Life is already done, is already completed. All you need to do is live. And you live by staying present instead of lost in your head, thinking about what's going on in thoughts and what others are thinking, and just live your life. And you'll look around and you won't. It'll blow your mind. It'll happen by itself. Life is easy, not difficult at all.
Understood, brother.
So yeah. You build a life by not building a life. You live a life, not build a life.
Live. Right. Have no plans. Just stay present. Stay in the light.
And do what's in front of you. That's all you got to do. If you make another attempt to try to build a life, you're going to end up 10 years down the road in the same disappointment, hard time, loneliness that you're in right now. You got to stop, man, and let life happen.
Will do. I appreciate that, Jesse. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. You stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. And don't, as far as your family, don't resent them. But also don't try to befriend them. They want to hang out, fine. If they don't, fine. You just live your life, and you'll be fine.
Man, that means a lot, brother. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
You stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
I will, sir. I will.
All right. Bye now. Amazing. David is out of Wisconsin. David, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing there, Jesse?
All is well. Well, David.
Can you hear me okay?
No, I can't hear you okay. I didn't even hear you say, hey, how you doing, Jesse?
Okay. You ever hear that commercial, can you hear me now?
Right.
Can you hear me now?
Right.
Okay.
Amazing.
Anyway, I wanted to have a comment. I wanted to answer your biblical question.
What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one?
Okay. Well, this is what I think it is. You know, everybody interprets things differently. But in the Bible, you always got to look at the context. And, of course, you said it right. He was talking to the Jews, the Pharisees, the religious of that time. And he was talking to them. And when he said that, he was telling them that he was God. And he was telling them, basically, that he was fulfilling the Scriptures. He was the Christ. And, of course, that angered them to the point that they killed him. Now, in fact, that was probably, if he had never said a word, he probably wouldn't have died. he wouldn't have been crucified if he wouldn't have said a word. You know, sometimes words get people very angry, and he angered the Jews. And, of course, God is sovereign. That was his plan. He knew that those Jews were going to hate it, and then they killed him. And, you know, he did it willingly, and that's how he paid the price for the sins of those that the Father gave him. In other words, Father, God the Father chose those before eternity who he was going to save, and he had a plan. And one of his that Jesus was going to pay the price, and the Jews themselves were the ones that killed Jesus. And so that's, and he, when he proclaimed that, he told them, hey, I'm God. I am the deity. I am the Christ of the Old Testament. And so, I mean, that's what I think that scripture means.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you putting your two cents in. So you're saying that when he said, I am my Father are one, you're saying that he was saying that he's the God, he is God?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
That's what he was saying.
All right.
Yep.
I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
I do want to ask one question, though. Why would why would he say, my Father and I are one, if he was saying that he was God? Who was he referring to as his Father?
Well, you know, In the Christian religion or the Bible, it talks about the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
But that's not in the Bible.
Well, the word Trinity isn't, but the idea of the Holy Spirit being God.
But there is no teaching. There's no teaching of the Trinity in the Bible. Nowhere where there's teaching of the Trinity. And nowhere where he called the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, the Holy Spirit is not called God either, called a teacher.
Well, when Jesus proclaimed that, that is, in fact, kind of like a proof text that he's saying he is God. In other words, that's where the idea of the Trinity comes from. Now, I understand
that. And where did that idea come from?
It comes from God's word. In other words,
no. Where did that idea come from that Jesus was saying he was God? Where did that? You said the idea. Where did that idea come from?
It comes from the Bible.
No, the Bible doesn't have anything about that at all. Where did the Bible doesn't have ideas. So where did the idea come from that he was God?
Well, you know, some people can't understand the Bible, and in the Bible it says God blinds the minds of those that, so they will not believe. I think that's where you're at.
No, but where did the idea come from that he was saying? You said the idea came from somewhere. Where did that idea come from? And I'm only asking for understanding.
Yeah, well, it doesn't, you know, there's word, for example, the word homosexuality does not exist in the Bible. But we know in God's word that God says that man is not to lie with a man as with a woman. And the reason it's written that way is because that word did not exist.
But where did the idea come from that, one more time, where did the idea come from? You said the idea. Where did the idea come from that he was saying that he was God? I just want to know, where did that idea come from?
Well, it came from God himself. It's in the Word of God. I mean,
it's not in the Word of God. It's not in the Word.
I understand.
And the reason I'm so adamant about it because I look, and it's nowhere in the Bible. There's no teaching on it. There's no Jesus saying that himself. And so I thought you had gotten that idea from somewhere else. So that's why I asked.
Well, not all people can understand the Word of God.
But you
do. You must be born again.
And you do understand it?
Well, I'm born again.
Do you understand the Word of God?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. And so you got that idea that Jesus was saying he was God from your born again of God?
Well, he said it himself.
No.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, David.
I am the Father. I won. All right. Bye, Jesse.
And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I want to, before I go back to the phones, I want to play this, at least this amazing soundbite that my producer put together. He gave me Matthew 22:37-39. Jesus said to him, did you write a Pharisee in there or was that in the Bible? You wrote that in the Bible? I mean, you wrote that in the Bible? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. 38. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. When you really get there, you're home. When you get to the one wholeness, because you got to become whole, right? One. When you get to that, where you can love your neighbor as yourself, when you can love your enemy and not hate your enemy, be angry or anything, then love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, it's over. You are home. But as long as you are resentful, angry, worried, jealous, have fear, worry, all those things, you ain't home. You're lost. You're not home yet. So my producer gave me that, and then he wanted me to ask, which I think is an amazing story, did this man that I'm about to show you right now, this man, in this story, did this man who intervened show love to his neighbor? This is from Gemini. A video report on a destructive incident at a Taco Bell in Madison, Mississippi, where a man identified as John Bill was arrested after causing disturbance. Watch this from 16WAPT.
Well, the customer I talked to said in the moment, everyone in the restaurant was confused and irritated about this man's reaction.
I mean, I don't like to see people disrespected and stuff destroyed.
23-year-old Nathaniel Stevenson says he was just trying to enjoy his food when turmoil broke out at the Taco Bell in Madison on Sunday. He said it all started when a man was waiting to pick up a delivery order.
Doing weird behavior. He was doing this. He was waving his arms. He squatted at one point.
Stevenson says employees told the man his order was not ready.
After that, he went berserk.
He was caught on video throwing a register at the workers, which pushed Stevenson to step in.
And that's when I ran up and was like, tell him to stop.
Hey, chill out. Settle down. Settle down, boy.
While being pressured by customers to leave, he punched an order screen and yelled at the workers more, even calling one of them the N-word.
I mean, it was gross with the rest of his behavior.
What the? Sit down, boy. 23-year-old Nathaniel Stevenson, who was eating at the restaurant, intervened by telling the man to sit down. Watch this.
Just when everyone thought it was over, he got out of the car and began thrusting his pelvis at the crowd. Madison police showed up only seconds later and arrested him, identifying him as John Beal. He faces misdemeanor malicious mischief and simple assault by threat charges.
Even though the police got there super quick, he still, if he really wanted to, could have pulled a gun out or did something worse than he did.
Stevenson says despite Bill's unpredictability, he does not regret putting on a brave face to protect others.
You're supposed to love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Amazing. So was Stephen displaying love of the neighbor by intervening like that? What do y'all think? I want to know. What do you think, Incubator? Was he showing love for the neighbor?
Maybe a little bit.
What?
I said, maybe a little bit.
What? You said maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you say maybe a little bit?
Well, I'm not really sure, to be honest, but I'm saying maybe a little bit because he's trying to protect someone.
It's a very interesting question. Very interesting. Let me go to Dan out of Wisconsin. Dan, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse Lee. How you doing today?
All is well, Dan.
Great. Hey, I called for a couple things. First, I just wanted to thank you so much for the counseling you offered my wife, and you told her to forgive her mom and her dad and her sister just last week. I'm sure you remember that. And,
yeah, she called yesterday. I didn't know they were your wife, but she called yesterday.
Yeah, she called, and like you said, you can literally hear the difference in her voice.
Yeah.
It's like walking around so much lighter, so much more free. So I just wanted to thank you for that. So
right on.
It's been a couple years, and a long road, but anyways, that's the first thing I wanted to say.
Right on.
Also, I just realized you are amazing. You have a combination of your simple yet profound message. It's both. It's so simple, like you just said a few minutes ago, yet it's so deep, which is unreal. And the way you handle callers is, again, it's remarkable. You are unwavering. You're relentless. You're persistent, yet you're patient, which is unbelievable. I mean, I listen and I just laugh so much, and the way your humor just adds to all of it. It's just crazy. So I did have one other.
What a mess. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I had another question, more of an observation, but then it ends with a question. So as we've been on this road for a couple of years listening to you and recognizing the evil in ourselves, and that's it's the first step, right? You got to recognize that. Well, and I've been laying that false Dan down more and more and more. But if you ask me, do you have anger? I'd still have to say yes, because, for example, yesterday I was driving, and like any given day, you're driving down the road, I was on the freeway, and a guy came up behind me. I was getting off the freeway, getting over to the right lane to exit, and he came up right on my back end, right behind me, and I looked in my rearview mirror, and the old Dan would have probably shrugged his shoulders, maybe raised my hands in the air like, what the, and instead I just went, wow, look at this guy. I did look in the rearview mirror because I saw him coming up on me.
Of course.
But what I did is I went, I recognized that part of me, the non-Dan, not the real Dan, wanted to flip him the bird or do something stupid and aggressive. And that's not real. That's not the real me.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
Dan. This call was prompted. The reason I called you is because you said that this morning. You said you saw yourself. It was really a phenomenal share with the caller that was on just a few ago. And you said that for a glimpse, you saw your real self. And I mean, I get glimpses of that now. So I guess my question is, I know what you're going to say. You're going to stay with it. But does it ever go away? You know, like, how would you have responded if somebody would have zoomed up on the tail end of your car getting off the freeway? Would you just nothing, or what would you do?
Well, I would have to be in that situation to see what I would do. I don't know it about, but I do have a situation similar. The other day I was driving down the road, and this guy was like really speeding fast. And so we're at the light and he like really came up really fast. And then he stopped right behind me. And then when I made the turn to go to a different, he made the turn too. But he was speeding and I was like, what the? And so he went around me and I wasn't bothered by it at all. I didn't even think about being bothered by it. I just thought, what the? And that was about it.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to getting to just the what the.
When you get past thoughts, you will. If you were to stop thinking right now, you would be there right now. But you got to get past thoughts.
Okay, man. Well, I'm trying to let go. I know I don't have to try harder. I'm listening to you, man. And you just got to let go and let God.
Yeah,
and,
don't even try.
Right.
Because try implies effort.
Right.
Trying implies that you could do it yourself, and you can't.
So true. So true, man. Well, I'll let some other callers jump on, but I appreciate you so much, JLP. I really do. And I wish you the best today, and have a great rest of your day, man.
You too, and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And tell your wife to stay with it no matter what. Just stay with it now.
I'll do it, man. All right. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, Dan. Amazing.
All right, man.
Buddy.
Bye, bud.
888-77-JESSE. Let me go to New York and talk to Isaiah out of New York. Isaiah, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Jesse?
All is well, Isaiah.
Wow, this is crazy. Wow. Yes, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, so my question is dealing with how to deal with people, you know, that might not have the same opinions as you.
Right.
You know, I've been learning how to, like, just not even share my opinion, really, because I don't really think that's, like, my purpose to really share my opinion, right?
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Yes, yeah. So I've been, and I saw a video on somebody from back in the day that was conservative, a white conservative, and he said he could see himself becoming more liberal just so he could be around, just so he could be able to be around them because he has to work with them and he cares about them, you know, and I know I care about a liberal, you know, that friends, my old friends.
You
or,
care about like, what now? Family. Your phone went out for a minute. You care about what?
People that might be more liberal.
And what do you mean know, like, you care about them?
I want the best for them. You know what I'm saying?
And,
but I don't
oppose
it.
Why do you want the best for them?
Because because I know them my whole life. Or I just want the best for everybody, really. I know people have they're going to make their own choices,
right.
You know, and I know that God kind of already, like, writes out your life for you, kind of. You don't really have to do anything.
But why do you want the best for anyone?
But, so people don't have to suffer.
Why?
You know? I mean, because it looks like it hurts. You know, so
other,
you know,
people
like,
suffering, other people suffering hurt you?
No, it doesn't hurt me. But
then why do you want the best for everybody then?
You're right.
No, that was a question.
Well,
hold on a minute. Hold on, buddy. Let me take a break. Hold on, all right?
Yes.
All right. Distress off on pills.net. I'll be right back.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit,
thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement, he's back! The Hake Report is back. He said he's like 80% well, but he's back with the good hair. The hair is fine. The hair ain't going nowhere. The hair is staying, even if the body gets sick. The hair is staying and staying and staying, and Hake gonna love it. The Hake Report is back. The guy with the good hair at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby from 11. And now the American Anchor Baby can let Hake do his own job. So the anchor baby can do his job instead of Hate job and his job. What the? Sound like Donald Trump to me. I may be wrong. But it's all at the same energy. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m., 11 to 12. And the women's forum tonight. Ladies, it's the third Thursday of the month. I really enjoy those meetings because it is not true that a woman cannot take responsibility for her own spiritual life. She can. As a matter of fact, she has no other choice if she wants to be free. Her husband, her daddy, her mama, her sister, her brother, her friend, no one is responsible for her spiritual life. And these ladies from around the world, really, they come from everywhere. Take responsibility or taking responsibility for their own spiritual life. It is amazing to see it. At 7 p.m., the ladies only every third Thursday night. And yes, men, we'll have the men's forum on the first Thursday night. So don't be jealous. Every first Thursday night of the month for men only. And what else? Brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I had a very, very interesting discussion with Dr. Bradley Nelson and Jean Nelson, his wife. And Dr. Nelson is a holistic chiropractic physician. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So you hear from God?
When we do ask for help from up above, it opens that channel.
If you learn how to tap into the subconscious, you can get the whole list of things that are creating a symptom.
If you could take your spirit out of you, Jesse, and put it right next to you, it would look exactly like you in every detail.
So my spirit would be black. Do you have anger, Gene?
Let's move along here, Jesse.
Amazing. Really, I know I said it about all the fallen state, and it is true. But I really enjoyed talking to him, especially since he was a holistic chiropractic physician. So you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. And or DestinyPeterson.locals.com. All right. And last but not least, Billy did a brand new episode of Pudgy TV yesterday, Wednesday. Pudgy.tv, PUNCHIE.tv. It was amazing. Check it out, Pudgy.tv. And don't forget, we need to raise some money to do the work we're doing. Go and make a donation, all right? JLPtalk.com/something.
JLPtalk.com, that's it.
Oh, that's it? Is that it?
Or JesseLeePeterson.com/show.
But what's the JLP dot?
JLPtalk.com.
Oh, okay, JLPtalk.com. I see it now. Hate finally put it up. Beta. JLPtalk.com. All right? Or JesseLeePeterson.show. Make a donation today.
/show.
JesseLeePeterson.com/show. He black. Or hit the QR code to support Barn. I appreciate it, all right? I want to go quickly back to Isaiah, I believe, out of New York. Isaiah, so you said you want, why do you want everybody to be happy?
Not happy.
No, but what?
But like, to be like, to like, just have a sound mind.
Why?
Like,
why do you know, want that for everyone?
I mean, it's just way more comfortable. You know, I feel like it's way more comfortable when you do so. You know, I mean... You know, like
it's more comfortable
time,
for who?
For the person themselves.
But why do you want that for them?
I mean, I feel like that's a nice thing to do. I don't know. I feel like that's a kind thing to do, you know? I don't know.
What's nice and kind about that?
I mean, to have good intentions, you know,
Good intention is the road that the road paved to hell is good intention.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Wow, I never really thought of that.
The reason I ask because you're not supposed to want that for anyone. And the reason for that, because every human being have the life that they want. And most human beings, including mm-hmm. family members and everyone, they have the life they want. And most human beings want a miserable life. They want an unhappy life. They want an angry, resentful, revengeful life.
Oh,
they get a
yes.
thrill. And by you wanting that for them, that's not love. You should want them to have the life that they want. That's what God does. He gave you this life. He gave it to you freely, and he let you do whatever you want with it. And if you want
yes.
to stay in your misery, he's totally okay with that.
Misery loves company.
So what now?
Misery loves company.
Right.
Yes.
And so don't
that's
want
right.
that. You wish everybody well, but, you know, that's
yes.
your prayer. You wish them well, but don't want them to change their lives because they don't want that.
Yeah, well, you know, when it comes down to like my mother a lot, like she always tries to tell me that Trump is doing, look at the gas prices. She sent me like a gas price from the beginning of the Trump term and one now. She's like, look, $90, you know, it was $40, you know. I was like, Mom, chill, like you don't even know what's going on around the world. You're worried about gas, just stay home.
I rest my case.
Like,
that's right.
Yeah, like you work from home. Like just stay home. Like you don't have to go. Get an electric bike and get like a couple of things. You know, like shoot, like geez, you know. So
yeah.
I don't, you know, but But I know people love to live in misery. That's very true. But
they truly love it. I promise you. Every unhappy person on this planet, they want to be unhappy. That's why they're that way.
Yeah, it kind of hurts when you see it's like one of your parents or something like that.
Right.
You know, you'd be like, geez, like, you know, and but, you know, I know my dad, he don't worry about nothing like that. He,
right on.
You know, he just super chill. He's like, you know, and they split up. But, you know,
why does it even hurt to see a parent when they're miserable? Why does that hurt?
You know, because you don't want it to go on. I don't want it to go on my younger brothers, you know, and influence them to think the same way like I used to think.
Right. I understand that.
Yeah,
but don't take on anyone else's pain. That's impossible.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
You're overcoming your own pain. Don't you take on someone else's pain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And what is pain? You just keep going, right?
Pain is evil.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't even identify with what happened yesterday.
There you go. Yeah. And you had a question about your mother. Because of time, you have a question about your mother?
Yes. Yeah. It was just knowing how to deal with her when she's just trying to trigger me or bring up something that happened in the past or she'll just look to entertain something that feeds like a fire almost. It's like a fire that she wants. And it's like, I'm not really interested in the fire. So I'll try a lot. And sometimes I'll feed the fire sometimes. I don't know why. It's like almost like I'm thinking, you know, and then one time, somebody in her room said, y'all both got the same demon arguing to each other. And I was like, that's very true.
Yeah, just like your mom. Here's where you deal with it. You tell her to stop it. If she doesn't stop it, then stop dealing with her. Drop her. Let her go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't deal with the devil inside of your mind, and don't deal with the devil inside of other people. No more arguing with the devil.
Exactly.
So if you say, hey, mother, if you don't stop this crap, I'm not talking to you anymore. And let's say she does it one more time, then no more communication. Block her in every way and be done with her. Wish her well, but be done with her.
Wow, I've done that a couple of times, and I think that is the the best way to do it.
Well, don't go back to the devil. Once you dump the devil, don't go back to the devil.
Yes, okay, no problem. Thank you.
All right, I wish you well, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, Anchor Baby. Thank you.
Anchor Baby, right on. He said thumbs up, right on. Amazing. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brady.
May the frequency of God be within you today.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hey, I don't know. I heard possibly on July 4th, Donald Trump's going to do the UFC event again at the White House.
I didn't hear about that, but that's amazing.
It's going to be Donald Trump and J.D. Vance against Bibi Netanyahu and Joe Biden.
Oh, so you're just making that up?
No, I think that's what's happening. I heard it was on the grapevine. I don't know if it went through or not, but
you heard Donald Trump. Brady, are you saying that Donald Trump going to present a fight, or he going to fight with someone?
He's going to be tag teaming with
So you're just making it up, trying to be funny?
Well, I was trying to make a joke.
Right.
All right. Well, if not, I was really proud of that. That was one of the nicest staged events. It should have been broadcast worldwide and live on all TV channels.
It really was an amazing. I don't know if I ever seen anything that amazing in America before. It really brought back the idea, the reality of America when America was amazing.
It reminded me of World War II and General Patton and being proud of the country,
yeah.
Proud of the military, a true Christian, standing up for the country and the rights of others.
Yep.
So that's what it brought back to me. You know, when it comes to the peace deal he just signed, I hope it holds because his buddy Bibi over there in Israel, they don't want nothing to do with the peace deal. They're trying everything in their power to disarm the deal and make USA and Israel start bombing Iran again.
Where you get that from?
Oh, come on. That's what's going on. And
no, where did you get 90, where do you get that information from?
I go to sources all over. I can't call it off the top of my head, but
I saw on Fox News, we played the report here today too, where Trump, I was trying to find it, where Trump's, it's been said that Netanyahu loved the deal. He just feel a little uncertain that the Muslim people are going to keep the deal. And so that's why I'm asking, where did you get the deal that Netanyahu hated? Where did you get that from, that Netanyahu hated the deal? Where it was being reported on Fox that Netanyahu loved the deal.
Where did you get that from,
that he hated the deal?
It's part of the agreement. I actually read the agreement. It's like Iran made Israel get out of Lebanon.
No, because of time. Where did you get that information from that Netanyahu hated the deal?
I think that came right directly from his mouth.
So what?
His senior military advisor, Ben Gavir, they despise Trump at this time because, again, the 2030 Israel problem.
But because of time,
they're all for. They don't care anything
Brady. Brady, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Where did you get the idea from? Where did you get it when it says that Netanyahu hate the deal?
Because he does not want to retreat out of Lebanon.
The soundbite where it says Netanyahu liked the deal, but he's uncertain.
RT News or Al Jazeera would have the clip. You know, Israel live, Tel Aviv live.
So you're not going to tell me where you got that from, that he hates the deal? So you just made that up too?
Here's what's going to happen.
Did you make that up too?
No.
Where did you get that from, that Netanyahu? Derek, where it says that Netanyahu liked the deal, but he uncertain about the Allah Abba?
I read that 2-3 days ago that I don't know.
Where did you get that from, that he hate the deal?
Tel Aviv News, live from Israel.
And it says that Netanyahu hated Nick. Play clip D, I'm told.
Better
next,
not be playing
in terms of sanctions.
Hold on a minute. Hold on, Brady. Go ahead.
That means not now. Next, in terms of sanctions, the United States will only lift sanctions as a part of the final deal. That means not now. That means when the dust's been destroyed and Iran signs the final deal, which is only going to get tougher. The deal also says the United States won't be reducing our force posture until the final deal is signed. That means the two carrier strike groups remain in position, locked and loaded. Also, Iran has to keep their dog on a leash. Hezbollah has to stand down. If they attack Israel, Israel can hit back and hit back hard. But Israel, they have to behave, too.
We have a little dispute over Lebanon. I say, you can do a little softer touch, Bibi. You don't have to knock down a building every time somebody walks into it that's from Hezbollah.
A senior official tells Primetime that Netanyahu thinks the deal's a home run if Iran complies, but he's skeptical.
So, Brady, what do you think about that? Israel, Netanyahu think the deal is a home run, but he's a little concerned. What do you think about that?
He's real concerned because they had to make
the
troops get out of Lebanon.
Did you hear that Netanyahu has liked the deal? He think it's an amazing deal?
That sounded like that was coming directly from Fox News.
No, that was coming from, he was reading the deal. He was reading from the paper of the deal, the contract.
What in the contract, again.
What do you think about that Netanyahu loved the deal? He loved the deal.
No, BB and Trump said, they're fighting right now. They're not fighting anymore.
What do you think about that? It says that Netanyahu loved the deal. He's just a little concerned that the Allahu Akbar people won't keep the deal, but he loved the deal. What do you think about that?
Well, they'll tell you whatever you want to say, that's good for the Israel regime.
Brady, what do you think about the fact that, what do you think about Netanyahu loved the deal?
I'm sure he would say whatever he wants to keep the bombing going in Iran.
But no, he want to end it. He loved the deal because it's ending the bombing.
He doesn't want to end it.
But how do you know he doesn't want to end it if he loved the deal? How do you know?
Jesse, give me 1 second. Just let me hear me out for 10 seconds.
I know, but don't be saying things that in your head you're making up.
This isn't in my head. Hear me out for 10 seconds, and I'll give you some factual information.
Okay. All right.
The day after Donald Trump signed that peace deal to end the war in the Strait of Hormuz, Bibi Netanyahu went into Lebanon and into Beirut and leveled over 250,000 homes. Muslims, Christians, all Goyim who are not Israelis.
Brady, I got to run. You making up stuff. I got to go. Because of time, call me tomorrow. We'll talk about this some more.
All right. Look it up.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Oh, man. How come they want to sell? Okay. He loved the deal. He's just uncertain about. What's wrong with Brady?
Hater.
Oh, mess.
Cora's Harvest says, I don't react to family drama anymore. A couple of family members said that I have changed, and they don't know what happened to me. All I did was drop my anger. Is this normal for them to be confused?
Is that Cora?
Different Cora.
Oh, Cora. Cora, don't worry about if it's normal or not. That's on them. You stay on the straight and narrow and just live your life. Let them say it. Do whatever they want. Wish them well. Just don't get angry at them. They cannot see. But stay with it. And yes, your family will respond, most in a negative way, but whatever. Thank you.
Kenneth K., welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you, Kenneth K. I appreciate it.
Mark 97, keep fighting the good fight. We will get the victory.
Right on. Stay with it. And the victory has already been won. We'll just walk into it. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, 5 coffees. When you try hard, that's when you die hard. Yay.
That's right. You better not try. The more you try, the worse you get. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamie, let's go, Josh. Hoke it. That's the UFC guy.
Okay. What does he do?
He fights and he runs his mouth, I think.
Oh.
I think that he's not known for being quite proper.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but okay.
He's the one that said the thing about Michelle.
Oh, that guy. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Whatever. Thank you.
Electric Sunshine, it's a long way from Eric, got the coin. Today is my birthday. Hardly a coin, more like a 3D sculpture. Amazing. Thought I could put it in my pocket for an interesting talking point. After the last couple weeks shows, I found out I can't show it to no one or get attacked by demons. What the?
Oh,
thank you, Jesse. You have improved my life and my whole family. Love you, my brother. Love the way Hake reads the melting happy face emoji. Jesse, welcome to stay at my house anytime.
Amazing. She got the 250 super coin.
He or she got the coin.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Jamie, we must speak our minds openly, debate our disagreements honestly, but always pursue solidarity. Donald Trump.
That's right. Don't do it with hatred. Don't do it with anger. Amazing. Thank you.
Who I am, who I thought I was, must die for who I am to be. And it's a quote.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Jamie, the key to the future for blacks is a commitment to America and its ideals of freedom, personal responsibility, the free enterprise system, and moral principles. Jesse Lee Peterson.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Let me just double check on these Argalunas gifted the coffee emoji, coffee sticker, a pair, a fit pair. Nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Let me just double check on the last copies. Thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for... Oh, Jack B. says American flags, exclamation marks.
Amazing. Thank you.
Cornerstone said, amazing happy birthday, Mr. President. Kevin says, tithe on tip.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. 80 years old. And thank you, Kevin. And thank you for the birthday wish. For the president,
Cornerstone,
too.
Yeah. And Jessica.
Who was that? Cornerstone?
Cornerstone.
Right on. Thank you.
Jessica, love your lives, heart hands.
Thank you. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Wow. Where did the time go? Darryl, who is this from Mississippi? Darryl. I must not. Hold on. Trillis out of Mississippi, a first time caller. Daryl out of New York. Rick from Hampton, Virginia. Metwin, a first time caller out of Texas. And the caller that just dropped, I'm out of time. Tomorrow's open line Friday. Hake is coming up now. He's back. And he's on fire. Oh, Lord. The Hake Report coming up right now. And they're the American anchor, baby. He's wide awake right now at 11 a.m. And then check out Bill. Ladies, I'll see y'all tonight at 7 p.m. The ladies forum. Come on down. Don't forget to make a donation today. We need your support. We got to pay some bill. All right. Thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it. Go and make a donation. Jesse Lee Peterson. Jesse Lee Peterson Talk. What, James? Real fast.
JLPTalk.com.
JLPTalk.com. Amazing. Thank you all. Bye. Open Live Friday tomorrow.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Pudgy's coffee.